This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Some things just seem to go together. Tequila and lime, champagne and OJ, but wine and Coke? Yep, it's rapidly becoming the other real thing around the world. More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
The story is told that back in 1972, a group of merchants at a festival in Algorta, Spain, discovered that the wine they were planning on pouring to attendees was so abysmal that they had to think of something fast. Accordingly, they created a makeshift sangria by combining equal parts of the dreadful wine and Coca-Cola, then served the concoction over ice. Well, it was a major hit. In its presumably native Spain, the beverage is called calimocho. In Slavic countries, you can order it by the name of bombus. In Angola and Mozambique, as catemba. In Chile, it's called jote, and Germans are fond of their version, which is called cora. While wine purists will certainly be disinclined to embrace this seemingly lowbrow libation, expect to see a lot of it showing up on store shelves here. Around the world, it's become quite a phenomenon. One major marketer sees it as one of the hottest wine-related trends and is going after the wine and cola business in a very big way. Look at it this way. The next time you're torn between a glass of wine or a Coke, order both. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.